NPR's Tom Bowman spent some time recently at the Army's recruit training base of Fort Jackson, South Carolina. He watched recruits learn how to survive a convoy under attack, how to beat back an enemy ambush, and as he watched the training, he started to notice something. Here's his reporter's notebook.
After a little while here, talking with the drill sergeants, I realized they had something in common.
I was in Hillier, in the power plant. I stayed in the power plant. We used to get mortared and everything else.
That's Sergeant First Class Victor Daugherty. Here's Sergeant First Class Sarge Juan Burgess.
We were based out of Al Asad. At first, we went into Ramadi, and we moved to Al Asad.
Sergeant Robert William Thomas.
Yes, I spent 6 months in Iraq in 2003.
They all had combat duty in Iraq. Then there's First Sergeant Chuck Nye. He's different from the rest. A crisscross of scars covers his face. Where his left eye once was, there's a glass replacement. At times, tears pull around the eye socket, and he wipes them away. He's 38, with a rapid-fire delivery of his native New England. Nye recalls what happened outside the Iraqi city of Talafer the day a man pulled up driving a car bomb.
I was in my cot. We heard the machine guns. I kind of sat up, started putting my boots on, and he detonated. And it was right outside my window. I happened to be, on the ground floor, closest to him, in front of a glass window. And wrong place, wrong time.
His soldiers were not seriously injured.
Luckily, I was the worst one, so I was thankful for that, so all my guys were good to go.
In talking with these veterans, I realize the Army now has more experienced drill sergeants than at any time, perhaps since World War II. Nye and others know what combat is all about. No one can better teach recruits.
Everybody coming back have really made this training what it is. And, everything that they're teaching these guys, oh, Lord, it's going to save their life.
It all reminded me of stories I heard when I covered the U.S. Naval Academy more than a decade ago. Gray-haired alumni recalled the Marines and sailors who returned from World War II to help train them along the banks of the Severn River. These combat veterans knew what was important in training and what was not. Some of these drill sergeants at Fort Jackson hope to get back to Iraq. Nye will not be among them.
I loved it there. Talking with the doctors, talking with my family, talking with, the commanders, they're like, look, come on, what are you doing? You got nothing left. And I knew they were right, and it broke my heart.
So now an old Army buddy is putting Nye to work. He has a job in the oil fields.
Nobody trying to kill me, so how bad could it be?
In November, Nye will take off his uniform after 19 and a half years in the Army. He'll pack up his things and drive southwest to Texas.
NPR's Tom Bowman.